title is Research and Learning Development Manager, and that's part of King's College London as part of the ITS department.
Okay. All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Could you tell us what you see as especially interesting and important over the next 3 to 5 years in technology?
I think the biggest thing, in unusually considering what I'm actually here for today, which is about research, I actually have a responsibility for e-learning at King's College at the moment. And I think one of the issues that is likely to be quite dramatic over the next 3 to 5 years is the amount of learning that gets done on mobile devices. The whole iPad and tablet explosion, I think it'd be fair to say, has probably changed the way that students are actually going to learn in the future. I think that's what I think is one of the biggest things at the moment. So at the moment we're implementing a new e-learning system. We're looking at that rather as a, I was going to say old-fashioned way, not really old-fashioned, it's probably only a couple of years old, the model of, you know, students going into a student computing room, sitting in front of a PC, and actually working with the technology that way. And of course that's completely, you know, could be a completely different setup now with the mobile and tablet devices.
Mm-hmm. What are the challenges now that that's changing?
The challenges are keeping up to date with that. There's a big issue around cost, because actually if you want to try and work out how students are going to use those devices, you actually have to purchase those devices yourselves. And that's generally still not seen as something that's almost legitimate at the university, if you see what I mean. You know, spending money on iPads, you know, still seen as, you know, why are you doing that? Why are you buying yourself a toy? You know, that sort of thing. But of course, you know, if the students have all got them and they're all able to connect to our e-learning system, you know, we're already talking about apps on mobile devices part of which would be to access the e-learning system. And again, how do you test all these things? How do you actually deal with that? And just keeping up the technology. You know, 3 years ago we didn't really know much about iPads and, you know, and certainly not other tablet, Android tablet devices. So, you know, how do you predict what the next step's going to be?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the question. What do you see changing in the next 3 to 5 years? I mean, what do you expect with this?
Well, we're going to have to, well, two things I suspect, one of which is about the way that the academics teach. Mm-hmm. You know, what does that mean for the material that they're actually going to put in place? And secondly, just the amount of the chances are the amount of support that we have to provide, you know, because this is now bring your own technology. This is, you know, this is not stuff that we can control. It's not a student computing room where if something goes wrong you just wipe the machine and re-image it. This is your own technology, and you know, if you can't actually make it work, what do you do? You know, how do you support the student? You know, how do you deal with an Android browser versus Safari versus Firefox, etc., etc. So, you know, there's a lot of issues around how to keep the support for those things current.
Mm-hmm. Who's involved with the sort of work market at King's College or elsewhere? Is it very diverse in terms of who's involved in looking at these sorts of challenges?
It's fairly diverse, but actually moderately well linked. Obviously, ITS. Certainly, the IT department effectively deal with the back-end system, the e-learning system. We're looking at how we deal with support for mobile devices. Very difficult. Obviously, we're looking at what apps we could put in place, because that, you know, that potentially gives us a way to at least put some semblance of structure on the around this area. Because if you've got one app that the students all access, at least that's one consistent thing that you can hold on to. Mm-hmm. Around e-learning, we actually have something called the Technology Enhanced Learning Forum, which is actually chaired by our Vice Principal for Education. So she's got a big involvement in that. She's just created a new Technology Enhanced Learning Centre, for which there's a director starting on the 26th of March. And they're going, I think, to pick up the issues around the way that you teach with technology. So I think they're looking at more about the, you know, how, what's good practice in that area. obviously we're looking after technology, they're looking after good practice. And then each of the academic areas, each of the schools, they all have people who would be classified as learning technologists, and they're the people that help their academics to make sure that the materials that they put up are there in the first place, and hopefully give them some sort of steer on what's good and what's bad.
If you had a magic wand, what would you change?
If I had a magic wand, the financial issue is, you know, if I could wave a magic wand and say, okay, we're now going to buy an iPad for everybody in the university, that would be one great thing. We tried to buy some iPads and then had them stolen, which is not good. So, you know, they are a desirable object, so, you know, that's a bit of a problem. I think I would like there to be a considerably larger amount of support for technology enhanced learning in the college. It tends to be a few experts, and particularly people who have done it for a while and know a bit about it. And what you tend to find is that sometimes they can frighten off the beginners. You know, these people have done it for years and say, "Oh, this is the way forward." You know, you need a repository for this and this. You know, they blind them with science almost, if you like. So, you know, better support across the board, I think, would be a good, just something that I think would be useful.
Thank you very much. That's great.